All right, we're recording, so we can... do you want to intro it, or do you want me to intro it?
Emilio.
Huh?
Welcome to Wiltshire.
Thank you very much. It's,
where the tarmac's terrible, and the place is really, really boring.
It's empty, isn't it? It's really empty.
It is. It's just a big garrison slash retirement village.
It does kind of feel like you're driving into a concentration camp, which it's kind of foreboding, particularly knowing you, driving in here with you. Yeah.
Yeah, it's, well, just to kind of, you know, sum it up for how boring it is for anyone who's never been to Wiltshire, Steve Claridge manages Salisbury City Football Club, and as boring people go...
I have no idea what that meant.
Never heard of Steve Claridge?
No, never. Why would I have heard of Steve Claridge?
Oh, that's fair, you support Spurs, don't you?
I do support Spurs.
Well, he did the Football League show for a while. The guy's as dull as dishwater.
I mean, I only watch...
His colour is beige.
I mean, my team's now in the top level, constantly. Yeah. So I kind of only watched the peak of football. Not like a Middlesbrough fan over there.
Yeah. Yeah. One game in. One loss on the board.
Great start to the season.
Yeah, it's going
to
be
like start as you mean to go on, isn't it? So.
Yeah. Hopefully not.
But we're back, Callum. We're back. We managed to
make
it.
Been a while.
It's been a while. It's been 2 weeks. Since
how many downloads do we have?
I don't know. I at the end of it, I wasn't really counting. I was just kind of like, we got at least 10. We got over 100. Well, I was just happy we got more than just our parents,
Yeah.
We got more than 4, which means at least, more than our mum and dad.
I'm meaning I downloaded it like 60 times just to get it up there.
Just to get up there. Yeah, well. I'm surprised you made it back. I mean, I know technically that was like a kind of trial episode, which really counts as a full episode, but...
Well, it was two. It was two full episodes.
It was two full episodes, yeah, pretty much. But, I feel like for us, at least coming back for the first one's an accomplishment, you know what I mean?
Well, it's a start, isn't it? It's a start from professional, and speaking of which, half of us are no longer unprofessional, are we?
Well, hopefully, but, there he goes. We've got two dogs dogs with us today.
Yeah, I'm dog sitting.
Callum's dog sitting, so he came round to Callum's the dog sit. So you may hear them clunking around the place. What were we saying?
How I am no longer a professional.
Oh yeah, you've got a job.
I have, yeah.
So tell us about it, Ken. Come on.
Well, it's going to be a theatre tour in Hampshire for all of you in the Hampshire area.
All six of you.
Yeah, also. Now, it's a comedy play called Bouncers, set in 1984 showing the nightlife of all cities and towns, but in one specific pub in near Leeds.
All right. Very nice.
Yeah, it's as well as I just sold it then.
Yeah, I was going to say, you might as well work on the sales pitch of it.
Yeah, yeah.
Come on, it's a play about a thing in Leeds.
Stuff happens. Then it ends. Yeah. Yeah. Nah, great. It's a great comedy. Hopefully I can do it justice and go on from there.
Oh, well, good luck.
Thank you very much.
All right, we'll see. I've got a job interview. I don't want to say what for in case I don't get it. They're like, we don't want to be associated with him. But, Tuesday I've got a job interview. Nice little thing. So hopefully both of us will be professional by the... I mean, it's not really good, is it, to be by episode... Like the official episode one, we're both employed and working. It's not really...
Kind of goes against the grain
It does, really, doesn't it?
But there is plenty of time...
There is.
For you to bugger it up.
I haven't got the job yet. You've at least... guaranteed your job. I'm still
waiting. It's only 6 weeks.
Oh, well, yeah, but still, better than nothing, isn't it?
It is.
I mean, mine's not really an acting job. Mine's like a proper job.
A job,
yeah.
A bit like ours wasn't a proper degree.
Exactly, yeah. Well, so I went on holiday recently. That's why we've taken a little 2-week break off. I was away. And the people
Where'd
I
you go?
I went to Italy because I'm half Italian, so the place I went to is like my kind of family home over there. It's very nice. It's as rural as where we are now at the moment. It's kind of all trees and fields. But it's good. But the people, because I go over there with like family and stuff, and like, other members of the family, like cousins and stuff, they all come over around the same time. And I was over there with a friend of ours who's a maths graduate from Cambridge.
Wow, and that's as real as it comes, isn't it?
So we were like talking, and he's like, I'm a maths graduate from Cambridge. I went, I've got an acting degree from Preston Polytechnic.
Preston Poly.
It's like, and then my sister's got an English degree from Bristol and she got first. And it's like, come on, like, what am I? I've got a 2-1 acting degree from fucking Preston. It's like, I love Preston, and the uni is fantastic. But, you know, it's quite hard to compete.
Speaking of the uni, I was on... I was just looking at people's Snapchat stories of the day. And at the end of one, you know you can put adverts on there.
On Snapchat?
Yeah. Well, it's at the end of some story, it came with an advert, but it was clearing at UCLan. Come to us. We want your money.
To be fair, it's a really good uni, though, isn't it? I mean, we both had a pretty good time there. But, I mean, you can't stop going back. You're going back in a week or two, aren't you?
I am. I'll be going up to film the pilot for my, hopefully, huge comedy series.
Yeah, because me and Callum, as well as being actors, we're both kind of budding writers. Callum more so than me, because he's actually finished something. Whereas my stuff's all in kind of development, and, you know, it's all kind of...
You're wishy-washy, aren't you?
I'm very wishy-washy.
You start something, you get halfway through, and then you're like, the idea of something else.
I've got like 1,500 projects in the go at the moment.
Yeah.
I like the problem with me is I like to get everything... I'm an ideas guy, but I don't actually want to make the stuff. Like, I like thinking of things, but it's too much work actually writing it out and doing... Which is bad. I've been trying to improve on it. So like on the way here, because obviously it's like a two-hour train ride, I've been trying to write stuff and get stuff going. But yeah. It's fucking boring. Like, you know, there's better things to do. I can watch other people's stuff that they've already done. That's way more fun.
And think, oh, I wish I was doing that.
Yeah.
And then you find out how they did it, and they did what you said can't be asked to do.
Yes, we do. You're writing stuff going, oh, this could be great. I just can't bother doing it. And then you watch the people's stuff going, that's fucking shit. I could do that better. And you're like, I just don't want to.
Don't say that when you come see my show.
Oh, yeah, no, I won't. No. Well, you know. I mean, my expectations are pretty low, Kevin. I've seen you perform before. No, it'd be good. I'm excited. I mean, last time I saw you perform was in the third year shows before we graduated. So after that, I haven't really seen you do anything since.
Nah, that was... God, when was that? What year was that?
It's like a year ago now.
Yeah.
Well, I had to change that. On that casting call and these acting websites, you put forward, you know, kind of like a little blurb thing to send to people.
I did the exact same thing yesterday.
I was like a
did
recent you have graduate.
Yes, yeah, recent. Yeah, I looked at that and just went... Ah,
oh,
fuck.
But it's been a year now, and I was like, sorry. I can't put recent anymore.
Yeah. Graduated from.
Yeah.
Yeah, when did you do that? Because I did that 2 days ago.
I think literally, like, as soon as I got back from holiday. I was just like, I was applying for a job, and I was like, I can't put recent. So I literally, everything's exactly the same, except I took away recent to put graduate. It's just, it's quite depressing. I mean,
it is, isn't
you
it?
Know. And you got to start worrying as well, because things like Spotlight and Equity. If you've not got any paid work from when you've like, because obviously when you're a student you get given a certain leeway period.
Do you?
Yeah, if you don't, because obviously for equity, if you've done no professional work like since your student one runs out, you don't.
I sacked them off.
You sacked equity off.
Yeah.
Really?
It costs a lot. What do you get?
A little police car in the background there.
Yeah, like someone might have been cow tipping. I mean, that's like the most serious crime around here.
Well, I was going to say, we're in a military, we're basically surrounded by a military base, so I don't know.
Oh, safest place, safest house.
That's what I mean, what's going to happen here?
It's fair. It's probably a crash in the A303. Oh, that A303 is bloody terrible. Because it goes by Stonehenge.
Oh, yeah.
And it's like the only, from east to west, like the only road to the southwest. And people go about 5 miles an hour just looking at it. You get crashes every day. Because people are looking at it and they veer in the middle of the road.
Right.
But yeah, equity.
Oh, here we go. Back.
Yeah,
right.
There you go. That's a traffic update. We're back in more than half an hour. Yeah. What do you get for it?
Well, it's kind of the idea is it's security stuff, isn't it? So it's like it's a union.
You know where I stand on unions.
Yeah, you're very as a conservative. I don't really see why you'd ever want to be a part of a union. But you know, I get a lot of emails from them saying, come and help us support this and that. And like, I'm happy to give my money to it because I think it's all great stuff. But I'm just not in a, like, if I was working constantly and it really mattered to me, I really would go and help, like, do, like, union stuff. But because I'm not doing anything.
And it
just
doesn't
feels,
really matter to you.
I'd rather play an Xbox in my underpants. So, you know, I'm not going to go march for, you know. And at the end of the day, although acting is, you know, you have to protect certain things. A lot of it's a lot of whinging, isn't it? I mean, there's
so much whining.
There's no one I dislike more, maybe, than actors.
Yeah.
They're just whining so much about everything, you know. And they've got this kind of eternal chip on their shoulder. I think because like a lot of people go, oh, acting, it's not really a profession. Everyone's got this kind of little chip on their shoulder, like, oh, you know, we have to make it more than it is.
Yeah.
You know, like I loved our uni course, I think was great for that because it was more kind of practical and kind of just get on and do it. But I think if I went to like a drama school, because I've got friends who go to drama school and they went in like 9 o'clock in the morning, they drilled to like 5 o'clock in the evening.
Yeah, and I've got a friend at GSA.
Yeah.
And he loves that.
I
would have hated it.
Oh, I couldn't stand it.
Like, he does like a 45-hour week.
Mm.
We did a 10-hour week.
Yeah, no, tell me about it.
Like...
And I don't think our like, acting suffered for it. I think we're, you know, in terms of modern acting, we're pretty, I think, very, very good standard, I think.
Oh, yeah, I mean, I would happily say I didn't train to be an actor. But I was born to entertain.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I don't know. I wouldn't have been able to do that. I mean, because when I think it was Central. I got through the first round of auditions. So they let you ask questions in between or whatever.
Yeah.
I think it was Central. I can't remember which one it was. But I was asking questions. And I was saying, oh, what's kind of... Obviously, because all the actors are kind of... It's only actors. What's the kind of accommodation situation? If, you know, you don't want to maybe live with your parents and stuff. And they went, oh, well, we typically put them with nurses at the local university because they keep the same kind of hours. I mean, yeah, a nurse
lovely,
is really,
lovely.
But when you're keeping the same kind of hours as a nurse, like, it's absurd to be an actor. It's
just, and you're not actually really achieving much.
Well, exactly. You're kind of, you know, no matter how many hours you do and how many... I mean, you're still...
Oh, I just did a 14-hour shift at the hospital. Darling, I've just done 15 hours of Shakespeare. That's not compare.
It's all a bit... I mean, one of the best parts of going out of university was kind of bonding as the course. And not like in the course, like out of the course. Like we used to go on nights out as part of the thing, like every other week, whatever.
Oh, I love me a rugby night out.
Oh, you did, yeah.
That's the only reason I went to uni.
Well, you never didn't go out. You were always out and about doing one thing or another. I mean, you wanted people around constantly. Like, even when, like, after lessons, you'd invite people around to cook them dinner and have, like, a cup of tea.
I loved it.
And,
yeah, I loved it. Yeah. Oh, you went for the social.
See, I enjoyed the social a lot, but I think it told a lot about the uni that I like the lessons, I think, maybe more. Like, I love going out and, like drinking and stuff, and it was good fun in my first year in particular. But like, by second and third year, like, I was enjoying the lectures more than... Like, particularly in third year with the show. Like, there was no more fun a time.
Yeah, that was pretty fun, to be fair.
There's no more, like, enjoyable, like, memory I have at university than being in that show and being, like, you know, basically in a room with people from 9 o'clock in the morning till... It's just, you know, it's not... That's why you do it, really, isn't it?
Mm.
And I think, you know... I kind of get why you'd want to go maybe to drama school because it's that similar kind of feeling, except without the payoff of doing like a show at the end of it.
I think we've just done the best ever advert for UCLan.
I love it. Right, it's great. And the teachers there, the lecturers there are fantastic as well. Like they kind of get that it's, you know, you'd want to be a real world actor, not this kind of like, Oh, darling, I'm going to be on the grand stage for, you know. I
simply must have more moves.
It's the greatest profession. It's the greatest profession. Yeah. But yeah, got a UCLan.
UCLan at UCLan.
Yeah, and all the pubs are cheap, you know.
Very cheap.
£2.50 for a double. What more can you ask for?
£1.95 at O'Neill's for a pint.
£1.95? Or for a full... What kind of pint, though? Like Foster's or...
Pint.
Oh, right, just...
They didn't really have the fancy stuff, did they? It was...
Foster's isn't the fancy stuff, mate. Foster's
is
a bit like
what on Hot Fuzz. What wine have you got? Well, we got white. Or we got red.
Preston, we just got beer.
Yeah,
just general. I mean, because talking about beers, because I think we could probably talk about beers for a long, long time. What's your opinion on kind of general? Like, what beer do you tend to go for generally?
Well, I've often been a cider man. Like, and
really,
like. I don't mind a Poncy cider.
Yeah.
You know, like the ones which aren't actually cider, it's more Ribena with an alcoholic content.
Oh, you mean like black ciders?
Yeah.
Like, you know, like Strongbow dark fruits and that
kind
of stuff.
But I've started to like some of your craft ales.
Oh, I'm a big ale guy now.
Yeah.
Lagers and... not lagers and ales. I was, like, originally it's beer. Like, I used to love, like, a beer, and, like, San Miguel was always, like, my kind of go-to, like, general kind of beer. And then as I've kind of, I don't want to say got older, because I'm only 22, but, you know, as I mean, like, I've got past the kind of go out all the time.
Yeah.
Like, ales are just something, because they're flat, they're just not fizzy.
Yeah.
You can just kind of enjoy it rather than like...
And I think now we're getting old. Well, we are getting older.
Getting older, but it's, you
it's
know.
The, it's... Our taste buds are changing, aren't they?
Yeah.
It's becoming nice.
It's it. It is. that's the good thing. You can kind of enjoy it now. Like, yeah. You want to drink it because it's... Like, you go to, like, I started going to restaurants and I'll order a beer instead of, like, Coca-Cola. Like, in the past, it was always Coca-Cola.
Yeah.
Because it's, like, sweet and you get that. But now it's, like, I'll have a beer because it's, like, it tastes...
And now you do that thing where you have a sip and you go, oh, that was nice.
Yeah, it's good, isn't it? That first sip is always the best.
Ooh.
Oh. And then, and you can always, it's always, yeah, it can either be a very kind of
yeah.
gentle night or it can be a really hard...
Yeah,
it's that moment of kind of you don't know what quite's going to happen for the rest of the evening.
You can't beat the first sip, can you?
No, you can't. It's it.
Yeah.
Oh man, it's good. But I think you got to be careful with. I mean, ales. They vary ale to ale. Like you can with a really good ale or really hot. It just depends on your taste. And like I hate is it Blue Moon? You know the one they only do like a slice of orange in it every so often. Is it Blue Moon? I don't know what it's called.
Oh, it sounds horrible.
Oh, it's awful.
It's like Desperados. Hate them.
See, I don't mind Desperado. It's not my favourite, but I'll drink it if it's there.
Oh, I'd rather a shot of Sarsen's vinegar.
I mean, I think it's the tequila, isn't it? I've got a friend who loves Desperado. He drinks Desperado like, you know, like it's water. But personally, I wouldn't go for it. But like I said, ales are kind of like vary from ale to ale. But with beers, it's kind of a bit more, like you know the brand and you won't drink. Like, I won't touch Foster's. I mean, it's so bad the Australians
Emilio,
on it.
Emilio. We're open to all sponsorship here. Oh. We will touch Foster's.
Back to the sponsorship. I would
continue.
Well, I didn't tell you. I had a commercial offer from Foster's. I went to an audition for Foster's.
Oh, yeah? And I had a Subway earlier, and it was fantastic. Subway, if you're listening, get
you
in touch.
You've got to be careful of sponsoring Subway. They had that whole like Jared thing, didn't it? You don't want to be...
If I'm getting paid and free Subways...
To be fair, that would be... So I'm auditioning for Foster's, but I hate the beer. I can't stand the beer. It's just awful. I mean, don't get me wrong. If they want to sponsor us, I will, you know, put a smile on my face and drink it. But it's just, it's just so like nothing to it. And it's a bit like, it's not Carling. Carling's the same way. And
now, to be fair, Carling is fizzy piss.
That's what I mean. They're just very like.
It's very low league football fan.
I mean, I don't know, because obviously the bottle always tastes better because it's like the actual beer.
Same with Coke.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because obviously when you get out of the draft, it's like a mixture of water with it. And you can see it, like if you go to a nightclub and they give you a Carling, it's like you can see the switch between water and beer as it like flicks back and forth. And it's just like, all right.
I'm not a fan of Carling. I've got a hankering for a beer right now.
Yeah, so right. I mean, we're drinking a cup of tea, like a nice cup of tea, but you know, maybe... We'll pause halfway through and go get a pint and bring it back. I don't know.
Yeah, beers. How do I get off of that?
I mean, you're talking about ciders. I mean, I don't tend to drink quite a lot of cider. I tend to like, I mean, only at festivals really. You know, like in that summer kind of.
Yeah, it looks like one of your five a day, isn't it? If you mix and match, you get...
It's one of your five a day. I don't think the doctors kind of quite recommend
that. You go for strawberry and lime, then you go for a dark fruit.
I mean, to be fair, that could be a sponsorship for us. Strongbow, one of your five a day. You know, I'll endorse that. I don't care if it's medically wrong. I mean, you know, so many celebrities endorse such rubbish stuff. Like they'll just say things and it's just completely intricate. You know, we can
bloody watch. Oh, what's called adverts?
I've tricked you now, haven't you?
You have tricked me.
Go on.
Bloody perfume adverts.
And oh, like, they're awful. Yeah,
what they're doing is. There's one which will always stick in my mind. Go on. And it goes, some guy's walking through whatever it is that has nothing to do with the perfume.
Yeah.
And then there's like all this press on, he goes, I'm not going to be the person you expect me to be.
Oh, yeah, I've seen the one, yeah.
What's that? The one that stinks of piss? It's just stupid.
I mean, I don't like them either. I don't get me wrong. They're so pretentious, they're going to do shit.
Yeah.
But like, I don't get what you could do with perfume. Like, you can't smell it. Like, and if you just say it kind of
sniff the screen here. Well,
but no, but even if you kind of go, it smells all right. Like, no one's gonna buy that, are they? Like,
that's a dad commercial. I think there's got to be one where there's one. It just kind of, I don't know, what could it be like? I don't know.
It smells better than you do. There you go. That's quite a good one.
We get one that a proper mediocre.
Paco Rabanne. It smells better than you do.
Yeah, it'll do.
It'll do. That'll do.
It'll do. Yeah. New fragrance by Amelia.
To be fair, I'd buy. It's not. I always think that though on TV, like people go, if you just said what it was, no one would buy it. I go, I would. Like if someone came on TV and went, McDonald's tastes good but make you fat. I'll go, you know what? Perfectly reasonable. You know, instead of that kind of healthy, like who's going to McDonald's? Like the McDonald's adverts, the same thing where they put like apple and like grapes. Yeah. And it's like, who the fuck goes to McDonald's and buys a fucking pack of apple? Like, you know, fuck me. You're going for a fucking cheeseburger, a portion of fries. If you can, you're trying to sneak a bit of extra mayo because, you know, if you're going like late at night, they'll give you a bit of mayo in like, a tub. And you just dip it in your fries and.
I saw that in Preston on a, so on like a Wednesday, you go, the rugby night, you go, you could sneak off.
Mm.
Just before it's shut.
Yeah.
Mackie's is right on the way there. Perfect. Oh, perfect.
My favourite was, there's a club in Preston, I don't know if you said, but the kind of main club for the UConn students in Preston. Opposite the road, opposite it is a Subway. And you like, and obviously the club shuts at like 3:30, 4 o'clock, and the Subway shuts at 3.
There's been some horrible images in there.
There are. Like, oh, it's awful.
When you get a person that's absolutely Paul Gascoigned, like, and they're just kind of almost if like they've seen something, they've turned into a statue, but they're just kind of sat there, not moving, with like their mouth half open, and the Subway just kind of resting on their bottom lip. Do it, priceless.
Well, yeah, but there's always that debate. It's like, do I want to leave it just before 3 to get a Subway, or do I want to wait till the wind down at the end of 4 o'clock and then just get no food? You've got yourself that balance and come deciding whether or not, but I don't know. But yeah, I mean, again, Subway, if you're listening, we'll, you know.
Yeah, I think that's all my, for my overdraft.
Yeah.
I think every transaction would be alcoholic establishment we were in, and then Subway. Whatever alcohol establishment, then Subway. Still need to pay that.
Oh yeah, you're like trying to chance. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh man, yeah. But they're the worst for adverts. Banks. Have you seen like that kind of HSBC advert? The one the poems where they read all the poems out.
That's Nationwide.
Is it Nationwide? Oh, that's fucking awful.
Yeah.
I mean, not because the poems are shit, but like, like they are like fuck. But it's like, I hate banks, and they go, we're here for you, we support you. It's like, no, you're fucking not. Like,
you want money, we understand that, just tell us.
Like, it's not even that. It's like, how can you turn around? Like, most of these banks that is like, oh, we're here to help you. Like, we had one of the biggest financial crashes of, like, ever. And then these banks turn around and go, you bailed us out, but we care about you, because you know, we need you to keep us. It's all just such a, I just hate them.
I do enjoy a good in the news, like a good banking, a controversial banking story when you see someone and they all, I mean, their pictures always end with a bit of a cheesy grin. It's like thanks.
Well, it's just all, I mean, this is, have you ever watched there's a film called The Big Short, and it's about
the guy that said it's gonna happen then.
I want
to see it, but I can't find it.
It's on Netflix. I think it's on Netflix, or it's on Amazon Prime, one or the other.
I've got Prime, I'll have a look.
But that's a fantastic film. It's like really well done.
Yeah.
Like, and at the end of that film, they talk about the kind of the repercussions of the financial crisis. And they explain that after everything that happened, and that they knew basically people were lying and cheating and all this other stuff, one like high-ranking banker went to jail. And he went to jail for something completely irrelevant to the... And it's just like, you know, I mean, I like seeing it in the news as well, but it's just so meaningless. Like, you know, they get a rap on the knuckles and then they go away and they come up with a shitty fucking poem. It's supposed to make me go, oh, it's all right, guys.
I'll trust that bang instead. Yeah, you know I'm going to go for the guy that got arrested, actually. He's
fucking... I mean, I could talk about shit that pisses me off all day long. It's like, we did that last time. I talked about, you know, the fucking, like, put down your phone adverts and all that. There's another one of them out about a car. It's like, put down your phone, enjoy the drive. It's like, you're in a car, you shouldn't have your phone out anyway, you fucking moron.
It makes me happy when you see when people have taken a photo, you know, when people try and get people like taking photos of them on their phone in the car.
Yeah.
Yet you see that person who took that photo on their phone is in their car it's like, pot kettle black.
No. Do you know what my favourite thing? I once stayed up all night, like I didn't sleep. I got into bed at like, I don't know, 11 o'clock, and I basically spent all night till like 8 o'clock in the morning watching biker dashboard cams or helmet cams. Mate, it's the greatest thing you've ever...
I feel like this podcast might have saved you socially.
I'm a hermit. Like, I only ever talk to like you and like my parents. That's it. But no, but it's like you watch these videos and basically it's all these bikers, and like if you're on the phone, they'll like tap on your window and like point at your phone and like tell you to put it down, and they're like muttering and swearing as they drive off, and like if you kind of swerve or if you're a bit like they like punch your wind mirror in. It's brilliant. Oh, it's good fun. If you want to waste like 8 hours of your night just watching, you know, bikers get pissed off, it's a good laugh.
Sure, if push comes to shove, Emilio, I'll bear that one in mind.
Oh, I watch all kinds of... I get lost on the internet now. I just kind of like, you know, you'll just kind of watch one thing and it just sends you down this rabbit hole.
Yeah.
And you're just off and away.
Yeah, so much rubbish just pops up, doesn't it? And you click the next thing you need, don't know where you are.
Oh, but it's just, yeah, I don't know. I mean, particularly now, because obviously the way TV's going, you've got these kind of long series where they have like, you know, 9 seasons of kind of like 3, you know, big gap, like Game of Thrones, for example. Like Game of Thrones is back, and so like yesterday, I was on my, like, watching all the old battles on YouTube and all that other, like, you know, because you can't really remember like all of it because it's so long ago. You know, the game, like Game of Thrones has been out, is it like 5 years ago, the first season? Five or six?
No, it was 2010.
2010?
Yeah. Because like I was at school.
So like 8 years ago. Like, and I'm supposed to remember, like, I kind of remember what happened in the first, but I don't remember everything.
Yeah.
So like, you go back and you watch like a clip or two and it helps you kind of...
Oh, it was better back then, I mean.
I mean, have you watched it recently?
Yeah, and it's far too vague.
Vague? Do you watch... Yeah.
Don't get me wrong, what they do is decent.
Yeah.
But it's because there's so much going on now, they're trying to get the same amount in 1 hour.
Which
worked back when there was less to follow. But now there's more to follow, either make the series longer or make the episodes longer.
But I like it though, I like condensed. I mean, that's like if you look at like Daredevil and all that, like kind of all that Marvel stuff on Netflix, that's the opposite. Like you watch the first series of Daredevil. Is kind of, it's really good. It's really good, and it was fresh because it was new. But watching it back now, you can see the pacing is really slow,
yeah.
And it just got worse and worse. So much so that I didn't like, because I'm a big fan of like kind of superheroes and that stuff. I got through Daredevil season 1. I got through Jessica Jones and Daredevil 2. Didn't watch Luke. I got halfway through Luke Cage, and I got halfway through Iron Fist. But I just went, this is just boring. Like they do 12. They do 12 episode season. 12 episode season. Yeah, you know, 12 episodes in a season, whatever. And it's just so plodding. It's just so slow. And kind of by the midpoint, by episode 6, you've wrapped up the first arc and they're starting a new arc. And it's like, just,
yeah,
you know, make 6 episodes, do 3 episodes an arc and it'd be so much more. It's just such, bro. Like Luke Cage was the worst because they had this villain. I can talk this for hours, mate. This is, you're in for the long haul now. You've got me started. Luke Cage.
You got yourself started.
I did get myself started. I noticed that in the last podcast. I kept going like, I'm not going to talk about this. And
I just sat here
and
nodded. Yeah, looked at the dog every now and then. And then.
I got really worried in the last podcast. I was like, I'm not letting Cam talk enough. I keep like just ranting about stuff. And I'm really, because in the first one as well, I'm kind of talking about how you rant. Because you do rant off, like, off mic.
I do get angry.
You get a rant a lot. But on mic, it just seems it's been me. It just seems to be me ranting and ranting and ranting. And I've come off a bit unfairly, like kind of. This...
No, go on. Let's hear why you do not like this Luke Cage.
Oh well, they have this villain. All right, okay, straight back into that. they have this villain like, for the first like 6 episodes, and they kill him off. Like he's the main villain, and then they kill him off in episode 6, and they just have a completely new. And it's like, why the fuck do I care now? It's like this is the villain you've been drumming up for 6 episodes, and then you kill him off. It's like, why the fuck do I give a shit?
Yeah, that's they do that with Game of Thrones, don't they? Which is kind of initially part of the charm in a way. Like, you're like, oh, that's not been done. Yeah. That's not been done before. They just because like that whole first series, I was waiting for somebody to wake up and it be a dream. Because like Sean Bean can't be. I can say it because it's a year.
Oh, Sean Bean always.
I was like,
though.
I know, but I thought I was like. He was the poster boy, wasn't he, initially? Because
yeah.
He was the only one we all knew.
Yeah.
And he's like, what? I he can't die. We're only a few episodes in.
But I think it's a bit different in that because you're not killing off like the main villain. Like the main villain, like from the first like five series, is Joffrey, like the kind of king, like this kind of bastard king. And it's like he lasts to like season six. You wanted him to die, but he didn't die. And by the time he gets there, you've already met and like introduced. Like this was literally like you had a villain, he dies, new villain. It's there's no like kind of crossover or kind of. You realise that he's not the big bad villain. It's literally that he dies and then they just go, all right, we'll do something else now. So well, why the... make two series and I'll come back and watch it, you know, in a month and I've forgotten what it's like. Just fucking... I'm quite angry about this.
Yeah, as anyone who ever wanted to watch Game of Thrones and heard about this Joffrey, now knows which series he goes.
Oh, fuck off. 10 years. Like, fuck that, you know. I put, like, in terms of spoilers, I give you 6 months. If you're watching 6 months, you obviously don't care. It's like, fuck off. Like, I remember listening to someone talk about it and they were like, this was like 2 years ago or whatever.
Yeah.
And they were talking about, they said they were talking about The Wire and they were chatting about it and someone went, oh, don't say that, I haven't watched it yet. It's like, it's The fucking Wire. It came out in the 90s. So what the fuck are you...
I think that was me, you know.
Was it you?
Yeah.
Oh, fuck it up.
Like, because yeah. I've still not finished it. I've lost one of the discs.
Oh, for God's sake. It's like, you know, it's just...
Yeah, that was me.
Was it you?
Yeah.
Oh, fucking... I was about to go on a proper rant then. I was like, this fucking Callum. I mean, you know, fuck off. You know, I'm not going to... You know, fucking Wire.
From what I did say, I did really enjoy that.
Oh, what, The Wire?
Yeah, I probably just got to start it again.
I haven't watched it. I haven't watched Breaking Bad, The Wire. I mean, I know they're supposed to be fantastic, but there's just so much stuff. You just can't watch it all.
We could do with a ban for a year of TV production.
I mean... It's just, I'm not prepared to commit. Like, I'm just not prepared to sit and watch Breaking... I mean, because... I suppose you want to binge when you're into it. When you're, like, into the series, you want to binge. But when it's first starting out, you don't want to have, like... It's, like, kind of daunting now to have, like, you know... Like, if you're starting Game of Thrones now, there's what?
There's
six series, like, 12 episodes... 10 episodes each. That's, like 60 hours of... That's, like, 3 days worth of content. Or,
yeah. Which, if you're at uni... Perfect time to start because
you
just take a day off.
Yeah. I mean, you don't have to. You have so much free time. Like, you know.
Unbelievable amount of free time.
I mean, I remember people telling me that. They were like, you at university, you're like, I'm working really hard. Like, I'm really putting the effort in.
Shut up.
I mean, no, but you...
No, you're not.
I know, but that's what I mean.
You're
like,
doing musical theatre.
I mean, no, to be fair, they do more work than we did. If we were doing acting, we went in less than them. But like, you know, people tell me that, like, oh, you don't know, you're born. Like, you know, you're doing like a 10-hour week. And it's like, yeah, but it's really hard. It's like, you're a fucking idiot. It's like, they look back now and they go, I'm a fucking idiot.
Oh, uni's really hard. What, you're doing an art degree? Oh, no, you're a vegan, you're halfway there.
I mean, uni's a fucking doddle. I mean, don't you, like, if you're doing maybe a more stressful course, like obviously when you have exams and stuff, but for the most part, it's a doddle, isn't it? You just kind of dick around.
It is so much easier than A-levels.
Oh, yeah, much, much easier.
I say I struggled. I didn't really put much work in. That's why I failed.
I got like D's and E's and stuff, yeah.
I got one.
Well, I'm quite dyslexic, so I used to sit in class and know the answer, and then I got the test, and it's like, I can't do this.
I know what to say, yeah, I just can't write this. It.
I'll try my best, but fuck, I'm dead in the water.
How do you spell cat?
I wasn't that bad. I mean,
prove it's
K-A-T, isn't it? but yeah, I mean, but the thing is, like, all these exams, you worry so much, and then you realise once they're over, they don't matter at all.
Oh, they don't.
Like, who the fuck gives a shit about GCSEs? Once you pass A levels, who the fuck?
No one cares about GCSEs.
GCSEs are such a waste of time.
And then once you pass uni, only people that care about an A level is if it's like, I don't know, you're doing like biomedicine, and they want to see you. Did you do biology? I don't know. But yeah, other than that. Yeah.
I mean, and even with a degree, and this should go in, like, a degree, I think a degree is the most important thing, like, kind of educational thing, and obviously it all builds up to the degree. But even the degree, I mean, more and more nowadays, no one cares about a degree. Degree? Like, if you talk to, like, I remember Google, like, people were talking about Google. Google said they don't prioritise university students. They instead prioritise people who come straight out of school. And do it. And then they work, because they said that we'd rather have someone come in and learn how to do it right, like how we like it for 3 years, then go to university, learn how to do it, and then we have to retrain them to do it our way. Yeah. So there's no point for us. It doesn't make... like, and it more and more it's becoming that where, I mean, particularly for us, like, you know, I loved our course, but it shouldn't have been a degree.
Oh, absolutely not.
It shouldn't have been a degree, should it?
No, I mean, the things that are, you could say that for 90% of degrees these days.
Well, yeah, I mean, but the thing is, the reason
you do wine tasting.
Well, no, but you don't have to have a degree. Like, you can just have a course and grab. Like, for acting schools don't have a degree. You don't get a degree at the end of it.
I think they do now.
They do now?
I think they do, yeah.
Really?
It's all part of the marketing, though, isn't it?
Yeah, I think, because they make a lot of money.
Yeah, because how many actors make it as an actor?
Yeah.
Yeah, they can say, well, I've got a degree.
To be fair, I mean, an acting degree is quite, like, in terms of sales stuff, like having saying you've done an acting course is quite useful for that kind of stuff.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, because I don't think a lot of people realise that. A lot of the jobs, like, there's a lot of kind of jobs outside of just being a kind of basic, you know, actor. Like, because I remember hearing people who graduated, they become like, you know, they go to like help lawyers and stuff learn to kind of communicate more effectively. And the same thing with like business people, and they run like courses, and like they help doctors to deal with patients better and all this other. Like, there's a kind of a really broad spectrum you can kind of go into, but it's kind of
recruitment. That's I nearly got a big recruitment job.
Right.
And that was just by, so I was just sat there and I just clicked in the Guardian, the £100,000 jobs, applied for a lot of them, and then just a bit of a laugh, hoping that maybe what I might slip through. And I got quite down the process of this Times Top 100 company, to the point where I went, I didn't know what I didn't really expect it, and then I wasn't really taking it seriously, but I was just kind of giving answers they wanted.
Yeah,
but as more of a me mucking about, but. Yeah, to put my actual, like, sorry, I don't actually really want this.
Yeah.
I'm trying to be an actor, but yeah.
Well, that's
what I'll go if it doesn't work.
If you go to a job and say, I'm trying to be an actor, and basically I'm looking, like, I mean, for most zero-hour contracts, they'll go, it's okay. But if you go to, like, a real job and you say, I want to be an actor, you know, I may have to, like, take a day off, you know, if I've got an audition or something, they're not gonna hire you. You have to kind of try and keep it a bit under wraps, which is difficult when you're also trying to put your degree there and say, like, I've got a degree, it's in acting, and they go, well, what are you trying to be? You're not going to be an actor? Then you go, maybe. It's like, I don't know.
All right,
then, I think it's quite a good place to end. We've recorded for quite a while, haven't we?
Yeah. And I'm quite frankly sick of the sight of you.
Yeah, I'm quite sick of you, to be fair. I mean, there's only so many cups of tea we can have, to be honest. Yeah. We've had like 8. But, thank you very much for listening. I hope you've enjoyed. Will this be episode 1, episode 2, episode... It's an episode. We hope you enjoy this episode.
Hopefully one of many.
One of many.
There we go.
Or not one of many, and this is the only time you're ever going to hear our voices again. thank you very much. Please do download and stuff. What do you have to do? Do you have to, like, you know that stuff?
Well,
like social stuff.
It's on iTunes, isn't it?
It's on iTunes.
But
yeah.
I don't know why we're preaching the converted. Actually, kind of thing.
That's what
it.
I mean.
Follow us on Twitter.
On Twitter.
@unpro_podcast.
Yeah. Or don't. You know. Whatever.
Or don't.
Whatever.
But do.
Thank you very much for listening, and see you soon. Bye.
Ta-ra.